You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us. We're looking ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition of the podcast. A good day of racing upcoming on Sunday, particularly at Sandown. It's a cracking card at Sandown, and that's where we're going to head for two races to preview. We've also got action on the day at Foss Last domestically, and there is an Irish card over at Navan as well. So plenty to get your teeth stuck into on Sunday afternoon. Sam Norris here, joined in the studio by Andrew Mount on this edition to look ahead to a couple at Sandown tomorrow. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, Sam. How's it going?
Good. Yeah, very good. I'm adjusting to the early start still, very early on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We're due to be on air at 11:35 a.m. So set your alarm clocks.
Madness. Absolute
crazy.
Madness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, during the early stage of the jump season, actually had a thought about you the other day, Andrew. Whilst I was,
do we need to switch this on and have a private conversation?
It's clean. Whilst I was eyeing up a mare in a chase that had fallen last time out, and I thought, yeah, but I can overlook the fall last time out. About to pull the trigger, and I thought, do mares who fell last time out in chases not have a horrendously poor record next time up?
Yeah, they do indeed, yes. As do those who unseated as well as fell.
And she got beat.
Right. And was she a short price?
Yeah. Sort of a layable price, yeah. If you liked. So thank you for that.
That's quite all right.
Are there any other systems that come into play this time of year?
Here to serve. Well, we have the trusty Venetia Williams November system coming around. Although last year it didn't turn a profit because she didn't get going until later on because of the dry spell, and I imagine it's going to be the same this time around. Most of her chases tend to be real mudlarks, so I don't think we'll see the yard firing until later this month, or maybe even not until December.
You're in the studio on Friday as well. Anything catch your eye on Friday?
Yeah, there was one horse. It was fairly low grade stuff, but there was a horse called Bermio, a 7-year-old chaser trained by Johnny Farrelly, who was completing a hat trick in winning a class 5 handicap chase at Fontwell by 9 lengths. Now, previously, this one had only ever won in big fields, 3 wins coming in the fields of 16, 15 and 13 runners. This is a horse who likes a strong pace to aim at and tends to stay on very strongly at the end. And I thought in a small field tactical affair, he's probably going to be vulnerable. And he was sent off as the second favourite, 9-4 under Rex Dingle claiming 7. And I thought, his winning run's going to come to an end here. But thanks to a decent pace, Polo the Mum and Sounds of Italy, the even money favourite, got into a fairly sort of fierce battle for the lead. And they did set it up for Bermio, who came through after looking like struggling, sort of halfway round. He thought this one was not going to be in the first 3, let alone win. He won by 9 lengths, and I think there could be plenty more to come from him, particularly when he gets back in a big field with an end-to-end gallop. So, yeah, Bermio, although he's won 3 in a row now, that win, last win, only came off 84, so he's still got room for manoeuvre off that mark.
Okay, on to Sunday's action then. As mentioned, a really good card at Sandown on Sunday. Very often people complain about the low quality of racing domestically on Sundays, Andrew, but this card is not that. It's a really good card on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. This is the kind of meeting I'd be quite happy to attend if I had a day off and lived in the area. So, that's where I'm going for the two races. Kicking off with the 12:45 conditional jockeys handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. A couple of interesting ones here, notably the Paul Nichols trained top weight, Zubair. Now, Zubair has been very highly tried throughout his career. Lots of runs in sort of listed and graded company and class 2 contests. Drops down to class 3 for the first time in a long while, and has had the Paul Nicholls wind operation. Now, in races over 2.5 miles or shorter, at the time of recording this podcast, Nicholls is 7 winners from 10 starts with his first-time wind-up runners over 2.5 miles or less. Frodon being a good recent example, who won the Old Rowan Chase at Aintree. And as well as those 7 winners, he's had one finish second and another one run well at a big price, Darling Malate, finishing fourth at Ascot last week. Now, he's also got a couple on Saturday, so by the time of this race, Birds of Prey will have run in the November handicap and Filk Ovoyo will have run in the 4.10, the bumper at Wincanton. So that 7 from 10 record could have taken a hit or could have been
enhanced.
Yeah. So that Zubair will be interesting, but I'm going to take this one on with one that should be a slightly bigger price, and that is the Dr. Richard Newland trained Ace Silo, number 9 on the race card. This one's been off the track for 199 days, and that last run came for a different yard, Julia Brook, and he was a winner at 33-1 at Perth. That was on the 26th of April. The angle here is switchers, horses that change yards and line up for Dr. Richard Newland. He's got a great record with them, particularly when he runs them in handicap hurdles on their debut for the yard. 31 winners from 107 runners, 29%, profit of £27.96 to a £1 stake. So after the break, first run for informed Dr. Richard Newland, who has had 5 winners from 15 runners in the past fortnight at the time of recording this podcast. I think Ace Silo could go well at what should be fairly decent odds here.
Okay, that's the opening race at Sandown. Then on to the 3.25 race. This is a veterans handicap chase over 3 miles, as you'd expect. Plenty of familiar faces. This race now bears the name of Pete Defeat, who's in the lineup and won, I think, a couple of veterans chases last year, certainly at least one. I'm going to not quite second guess your selection here, Andrew, but I'm going to say that you're going for a 10-year-old.
I was about to say you're going to guess how old the selection
yes.
is. Yes. Yeah, that's an angle I've often discussed on this show, which is to back 10-year-olds in veterans chases. 10-year-olds are the youngest eligible age group for this these particular races. And of course, Pete the Feet was a bit of a stat buster because his last win... Well, his last win came here at Sandown. He's a real course expert, but he did win the Veterans Handicap Chase here previously as a 12-year-old, I think it was. That was in January of last year. 13-year-old he was, no less, winning at that at 20-1. But so the angle generally is to side with the younger horses in these races. And over the years, 10-year-olds have got a near 14% strike rate in these contests. 11-year-olds just under 9%. 12-year-olds drops to 5%. So you could make a profit by backing all the 10-year-olds blind, even though in a race like this we've got almost half the field of that age group. So the five include Court Frontier, who unseated last time out for Christian Williams. I thought he would sort of have a squeak. Sandown's fences don't produce as many fallers as you'd expect. Okay. They have got a reputation for being pretty tricky, but I think we have to go back about 10 years to find the last horse who fell at the last fence, for example.
Really?
Sandown. So very low percentage of fallers.
That's an amazing stat, that.
Yeah, a dead-eyed dick for Nick Williams, I think, in 2007 was the last horse outside of Hunter Chase Company, or those grand military races, to fall at the last fence at Sandown. So in terms of, if you're betting in running, your horse is 10 lengths clear coming to the last.
You feel confident.
Yeah, if someone's offering you 10 on or 20 on, it's probably,
you can have another
probably a good price. That wouldn't necessarily be the case at Cheltenham, for example.
Yes.
So yeah, Court Frontier could go well. But the one I've sided with is another Dr. Richard Newland runner. That's Rock Gone. Now, this one hasn't been seen for just over a year. That sole start last season came in the Sodexo Gold Cup at Ascot. A grade 3 handicap chase. He finished second at 20-1, beaten 4.5 lengths by Go Conquer, who of course ran well in the corresponding race last week on debut for Nigel Twiston Davis. And it's obviously got sort of decent form fresh. He likes this sort of going. I think it's just on the soft side. That should be ideal for him. And he fits the age trends, being a 10-year-old running in a veteran chase. So Rock Gone for me in the 3.25.
Rock Gone then, again, for Dr. Richard Newland on what is hopefully going to be a good day for the good doctor. Andrew, thank you for that, and enjoy the racing on Sunday.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.